We've seen a lot of concussion-related news, of course, with you, with Joe Mauer, Justin Morneau on the baseball side as well. And it's one of these things that I think so many of us, as we've said, don't really understand. Ben, what's your message? I mean, you're out there as an advocate now for a lot of your time, spending your time speaking to the United Nations, to the U.S. Senate. Does football need to change? Do sports need to change, Ben? And what do families with young kids wanting to get out there and play the game need to know?
Well, I think from an advocacy perspective, the message is make your brain priority number one. When it comes down to your body, you know, make your brain priority number one and make your decisions based upon what's best for your brain. And that would then answer your question. Does football need to change? And the answer is yes. I personally don't think that we need to start tackle football in third grade. I think that our children's brain are going through some of the most important developmental stages of their brains at that age. And if we could remove 3, 4, 5 years of tackle football and give them an opportunity to grow, to strengthen their bodies, to strengthen their necks, because many children face concussions because of lack of neck strength, then I think we could hit the ground running with kids in their 8th and 9th grade year who are stronger. They're more prepared to enter into a contact sport like football. And, you know, I'll probably catch a lot of heat for saying that, but I don't believe that we gain anything by putting children into tackle football in 3rd through 7th grade. I just don't see the benefit of it. And that would be one hard message, I think, the parents to really think about is, you know, give them strength training, give them skills training, but protect their brains until they have a better foundation of strength and maturity underneath themselves. And then make sure that you monitor them, that you're educated on what a concussion is, what symptoms are, where do you go when you have a concussion, and what kind of treatment options are available to you, so that if your child faces that, you as a parent can make the best decision possible for them.